The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law. Now, don't you hear that and think, well, no, he didn't really mean that, right? Because didn't Jesus come to do away with all those pesky Old Testament laws? Don't we think that Jesus came as a big eraser from heaven, right? To wipe out all the Old Testament laws and replace them with brand new laws? No, that's not the correct way to think. As I've mentioned before, you want to understand the Old Testament as a story of God's ongoing revelation, such that when you come to the end of the Old Testament, you know God better than you did when you started the Old Testament. It's continually like getting to know a friend, but all to a purpose. The purpose of the Old Testament is to prepare you to know the ultimate statement in divine revelation, which is the person of Jesus Christ. God can't reveal himself more completely and more perfectly than he already has in Jesus Christ. And why is that? Well, it's simply because Jesus is God become a man. God cannot reveal himself more completely to us than by becoming one of us, as he's done. And as an interesting corollary, we cannot ever find a more perfect example of what it means to be a human being than by looking at Jesus Christ, who's God to become a man. So, if you want to understand how the Old Testament compares to the New Testament, little images for you here. Compare what a triangle is to a pyramid. Compare what a square is to a cube. Compare what a circle is to a sphere as an image. Is there anything in the circle that's lacking in a sphere? Of course not. Is there anything in a square that's not present in a cube? Of course not. So when God revealed himself most perfectly in Jesus Christ, it was this dimension that he added, not taking anything away from what was there before, but the dimension was the gift of the heart. The gift of the self, which is the foundation of love. So the Old Testament has 613 precepts, which are summarized in 10 commandments. But here's your quiz this morning. How many commandments did Jesus give us? No, y'all fail. One. Okay? One commandment. And his commandment was, love one another as I have loved you. And just in case you wonder how much that is, he also said, as the Father's loved me, so I have loved you. Now, love one another as I have loved you. Can you keep that commandment and be deficient in any of the 10? Of course not. You're keeping them to an entire degree, an echelon higher, because now it contains the gift of the heart. Now it contains what God was looking for, the essential dimension of love. So very frequently I'll get very good-hearted young people. I mean, young people who are trying to do the right thing. And they'll come to me and they'll say, "Father, you know, with my girlfriend, I've got a question for you. How far can I go before it becomes a sin?" That's what they'll say. How far can I go? But I can't answer them. The only way to answer that question is with another question. So I turn it around and I say, question for you. Do you value chastity? Is it important to you? Is it a value to you? Because if it is, you'll never wonder about crossing any lines. And if it isn't, no line will ever be a deterrent. You see the gift of the heart that our Lord is looking for? God calls us to love. And love, by definition, it can't be minimalist. What happens if love is minimalist? The relationship dies. What happens when a man says to his wife, "Yeah, your birthday is coming up. What's the least I have to give you for you to leave me alone? When can I get back to my baseball game or my basketball game or my whatever it might be? What happens to the relationship? The relationship dies. Love is never minimalist. So, you know, here in our Lenten conversion of heart, here's something in which we can convert our hearts to the giving of our hearts, which gives everything that there is to give. Saints Perpetua and Felicity are saints for the day. They gave right down to the last drop of their blood and holy martyrdom. Let's ask for their prayers to help us as we strive to serve the Lord with all of our hearts. Saints Perpetua and Felicity, pray for us.